Shalom, and we welcome you to the Voice of One Witness, my daughter Shelley.
And we have been doing, actually for 2 months, we're studying on this magnificent word, chesed, from the Bible. Brother Copeland, in his book on covenant, said they talked covenant.
Mm-hmm. There's a language or vocabulary.
There's a language, and this is one of the words of that language, mm-hmm. of covenant. And being covenant conscious, you're going to see today how conscious God is of covenant and how conscious Israel, when they were walking correctly, were of covenant.
Yes.
So we, with our Western minds, need to reprogram and recognize all the marvelous benefits and responsibilities of walking in covenant.
A responsibility.
Uh-huh.
And just real briefly, I just thought of it, just sitting here, you are not your own.
Yes.
For you're bought with a price.
That's right.
That's covenant.
That's covenant talk. You belong to God, and you're in covenant, and you have responsibilities, and you have, well, just for instance, right here, this word chesed, and it begins with the letter chet, so that's why I write it with a ch. But if it's in print, like the book we're going to send you, they'll have a dot under the h, and that means that you pronounce it like a ch. Ha. Now, they have put down here, someone did this from my obligatory loyal love based on covenant. It's actually obligatory requirements of covenant. Because you're in a covenant, you're obliged to keep the requirements of it. Mm-hmm. God is obliged to heal me.
Yes.
To bring healing to me. He did it with Jesus on the cross. And he's obliged. Oh, I love this in Psalm 25. And you cannot see it in any of the English translations. He is obliged. He is under covenant to reveal to me my path, my Derek. And there's things you just, you know, that are due you.
Right.
And that are due God from you.
Right. And I thought of Jesus. He said, healing is the children's bread.
That's right.
Covenant.
That was covenant. See, that's right. Healing is the children's bread. He told the Syrophoenician lady, mm-hmm. because the children, he said, I've come to the house of Israel.
Yeah.
He only came to the house of Israel. Sometimes somebody's faith, like the Roman centurion, mm-hmm. or the Syrophoenician woman, would draw him, and he would move outside of covenant because they drew on it.
Yeah, faith.
But he came because Israel were a covenant people. And so today, we're going to look in the scriptures just at words, scriptures with covenant. And I'm telling you, Shelley, we could not even begin to get them all that had the word chesed.
You mean like hundreds of scriptures?
Well, thousands? Lots of scriptures.
Lots of
I don't
scriptures.
Know. I didn't count them, but lots of them.
Wow.
So here we go, and we're going to look at chesed in the scriptures.
Okay.
Now, God revealed himself with this attribute. So we're going to read how God declared himself to Moses. So, Shelley, will you begin to read Exodus 34, verses 1 through 5?
I'm going to get the good word of God. Exodus 34, verses 1 through 5. Get it straight in here. And the Lord, all capital letters.
So that means Jehovah.
Said unto Moses, hew thee out two tablets of stone like unto the first.
So what does this tell us?
Well, he's getting ready to, the Ten Commandments, I guess.
The second time.
Yeah.
This is this, they've already, you remember,
he broke.
Moses smashed the others.
Yes, I don't blame him.
After the incident with the calf.
Right.
I'm telling you, they're still.
Righteous indignation.
I mean, they have sinned and sinned big time.
Yeah, that's huge.
And Moses has gone back up, interceding, going back up there. This is his second trip. And so the second time, God tells him, okay, hew out these for the.
So mm-hmm. he does. Like unto the first. And God says, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tablets of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up
unto Mount Sinai, as Jehovah had commanded, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And Jehovah descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Jehovah, Yahovah.
So now here's God. He's proclaiming his own name.
Wow.
He is proclaiming his name. Listen to how he proclaims himself.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read to you from the ESV, because remember, the ESV consistently translates the words hesed as steadfast love. Verse 6. Jehovah passed before him and proclaimed, Jehovah, Jehovah, El, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in hesed.
Wow.
And emet.
Glory.
Hesed and emet. Keeping hesed for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. So we studied last week hesed ve'emet, loyal truth. He's faithful. He's faithful to keep his truth and his promises. He's a God who walks in faithfulness,
yes,
to his covenant.
Yes.
So that's how he identified himself. He is, I am Jehovah, Jehovah, El, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding.
Glory to
in
God.
Hesed. You he is not short at all. He's abounding in obligatory action to keep his covenant. He's abounding in that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank God. Glory. He said he forgives iniquity,
yes,
and transgression and sin, because they had sinned big time. Now, we're going to look today just at scriptures which have hesed in them. Deuteronomy 7. Know, therefore, that Jehovah your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant. Aren't you glad he keeps covenant?
Yes.
You can depend upon him to keep covenant.
Absolutely.
And your covenant is in the New Testament, bless,
yes,
the Lord. Plus things from the old, mm-hmm, the old covenant, like the Psalms and different things. We can't have the land, but we can have blessings of the,
yes,
Abrahamic covenant and
that's
other,
right,
things. So Deuteronomy 7, know therefore that Jehovah your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and chesed. He will be loyal to, mm-hmm, that covenant with those who love him and keep his commandments. Now, God had a covenant with the house of David. And that whole covenant is just beautifully told to us in Psalm 89. And in Psalm 89, this right here, you know, Shelley talked the other day about the blind men calling him Ben David, Ben, mm-hmm, David, because they know about this covenant with,
absolutely,
the house of David.
And they had a right to use it.
And they had a right to use it. So now we're going to read about God's covenant with the house of David. So Shelley, read there from Psalm 89,
okay,
in the ESV.
So verse 1, I will sing of...
And just use hesed.
Okay, I
but
will,
know that in ESV, every time it's going to say loving kindness.
Yeah, right, okay.
I will sing of the chesed of the Lord forever. To all generations, I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth.
Remember how we used to sing, Shelley, in the early days of Charismatic?
Mm-hmm.
I will sing,
mm-hmm,
of the mercies of the Lord. It's not mercies.
Mm-mm. Of the,
it's chesed.
Isn't that wonderful?
The world can have mercies. But we've got chesed. Mm-hmm. We've got a covenant we can count on.
We're family members.
We're family.
For I have said, chesed will be built up forever. In the heavens, you will establish your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen.
Now, a brit, a covenant. Mm-hmm.
I have.
Remember, chesed is the essence of covenant. If you have a covenant, then chesed is... I promise to keep the covenant.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now read that, starting there with verse 3.
I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant.
Okay, now this is God's covenant between the house of David and his seed. And what seed is going to eventually be Ben David,
mm-hmm,
the son of David, the Messiah.
Yes.
They call him God's, excuse me, David's greater son. Hmm. He is the root of David.
Right.
And he is the shoot or the out, the branch of David.
The family tree.
So he is before David and he is after David, but he is the seed. And this promise is to all. You're going to see things in there that are to all the seed of David. But for sure, there's going to be an eternal throne that's going to be from the house of David.
That's right.
All right. So start there with verse 3 again.
I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations.
Now, what does that mean? What does it mean?
It means that God cut a covenant and that the Messiah coming through the seed of David will have a throne.
That's it.
And
how long will it last?
Forever. To all generations.
To all generations. Forever and ever. So then verse 14, Shelley.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Chesed and truth, emet, go before you.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this throne. Chesed and emet,
glory,
go are before it.
How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Oh, Jehovah, oh, Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to Jehovah, and our king to the Holy One of Israel.
Of course, this is speaking of that eternal throne. Verse 19.
Once you spoken in vision to your godly ones and said, quote, I have given help to one who is mighty. I've exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant.
I found him. God found him.
And with my holy oil, I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arm also will strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. But I shall crush his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. My emunah, my faithfulness, and my chesed will be with him. And in my name his horn will be exalted. I shall also set his hand on the sea and on his right hand on the rivers. He will cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
Well, who is that? Of course, that's the King Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
We have three beautiful prayer cabins nestled in the quiet Ozark Mountains dedicated just for you to hear from Him. With no distractions or worldly cares for those in need to hear from the Lord or simply to rest and relax in His peace. Whether you are a small prayer group or individual, we have a cabin for you. Call today at 417-332-1199 or visit online at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.